Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides, Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello, friends. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Indeed. But please do remember, we are podcast hosts. We are not experts. We always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you would like to reach us, you can wringle dingle us on the voicemail or tingle wingle us a text at 781-591-0390. Dory loved tingle wingle. I can see it on her face.
Oh my God.
Tingle wingle us.
Tingle wingle.
I just got to keep
my
you on your
God.
Toes, Dory.
I mean,
and then,
I
of
guess.
Course, you can hit us up on the Jeems at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Do visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. We are on Twitter at forever35pod. We are on Instagram at forever35podcast. There's also a Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. The password is serums. You can sign up for our newsletter, even though it's currently on hiatus, at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. And on Shop My Shelf, you can check out all the products arranged kind of thematically at shopmyshelf.us/forever35. And I do just want to put in another plug for our giving circle, which last time I checked was over $13,000, which is amazing.
And you know what, Dory? We haven't mentioned this, but we've had Giving Circle.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, I think she said 22.
23 Giving Circles have formed because of our podcast and our Giving Circle. And some of the names are really good. Treat people with kindness, music, magic, giving, and action from the Pacific Northwest with love. I mean, shout out to all the Giving Circles that you have made. This is so amazing. We're so thrilled and honored to have you participating with us. Thank you.
So cool.
Yeah, so, I'm just checking out our numbers. Over $13,000 raised. We're doing it. We're doing it.
We're doing it. We'd love to get to 20. Yeah, we'd love to get to 20. So if you want to help us get there, please do donate. The link is in the show notes. Every little bit helps. Now, Kate.
I'm here.
I would like to switch gears a bit.
Okay, hold on. I'm shifting into reverse, doing a 3-point turn.
Okay, all right.
Okay, and now I'm back in drive. Okay, here I am.
All right. Are you driving a stick or automatic?
I'm in this fantasy, I'm driving a stick, but I don't actually know how to drive sticks. Mm. So in the factual fantasy, it would have to be automatic, unless you want to really be jerked around.
No, I would love to learn how to drive stick.
My dad tried to teach me in our Peugeot station wagon.
We also had a Peugeot.
Stop.
Yeah, we did.
Was it a silvery blue station wagon?
No, it was like a cream color. Beige. It was a beige.
Oh my gosh. My parents were such Peugeot loyalists. Like, we were the only people I knew who had a Peugeot.
That's so funny. We also had a Peugeot.
Well, my dad tried to teach me stick in that car. And I was like, you know what? I hate this. I have to say, do you think it's because I'm left-handed and it's hard? It was so hard for me to mentally, I know millions of left-handed people drive stick, but it was so hard for me to wrap my head around it. I hated it.
Oh, maybe. Maybe we should just learn how to drive stick in the UK.
You know what? That would be so much better, honestly. The UK is so much friendlier to lefties.
Yeah, for that reason alone. Yeah.
I hadn't even thought about that, but you're so right. Oh, that's very annoying. Yeah. Why did America have to go and make everything confusing? Like, why are our cars different?
I know, right? And why couldn't we use the metric system? So
just
much easier.
Give me a Celsius. Celsius makes so much more sense. Well, anyway, we're screwed. We're American. But yeah, I don't know how to drive stick.
Okay. But the gear that I wanted to switch into was actually talking about bags.
Okay, I'm listening.
I am curious, what is your go-to everyday bag that you are carrying around these days? And is there a bag or a type of bag that you feel like you are missing? Because I will tell you, I feel like I need a new backpack. And I have not been able to find the perfect one. I got a Fjällräven one, before we went to Disney World in November. And I gotta be honest, I don't love it. It doesn't have enough pockets. It doesn't hold as much as I thought it would. The side pockets are completely useless. They hold nothing. I'm just like, for the price, which is not that cheap, I just feel like, I'm meh on it. And I have this little Tumi backpack that I got for free at a retreat that Kate and I did that was partially sponsored by Tumi. And I use that backpack a lot, but it's small. Like, I can shove my laptop into it, but then I can't really put anything else into it. So I'm just wondering, Kate, do you have a backpack that you like? Do you also feel the lack of a backpack in your life? Is there another type of
fascinating?
Is there another type of bag that you were like, you know what? I really wish I had an X.
I have a specific bag I've been trying to acquire, but they're currently very hard to find. which is a travel bag, which is the Patagonia Mini Maximum Legal Carry-On Backpack. This is very specific, but it's a really great carry-on backpack that you could put clothes in as well as like your laptop. I've been trying to find one. Found one on eBay. I got outbid. What about Baboon to the Moon?
Wait a second. Table that. I have a question about the Patagonia bag.
Yes.
Do they just not make it anymore, or it's like it comes in stock and it's immediately sold out?
You know, I don't know. So I am a former Patagonia employee. I worked at the store in Soho for about 2 years. I'm like super, super loyal to the brand. I really believe in the company. I believe in their products. I love Patagonia forever. So I had their original MLC bag, which is called the Maximum Legal Carry-On. It's like a backpack duffel that is like you can shove so much into. And that was very popular. I did not realize until very recently they made a mini version of it.
Oh.
And so I don't know. Yes. And I really wanted one for travel this summer, but I don't know if it is super popular and just sold out, or if they're on a break from making it, or if there's some sort of like, you know, production issue, because there is with everything. But it's called the Black Hole Mini MLC. So that's the bag that I'm on the hunt for. I haven't been able to find a used one, which is where I normally start. Anyway.
Okay, Kate, I'm now looking at the Patagonia Black Hole Bags page.
Oh, there's a Black Hole Bags.
There's a whole like wide range of them. These fanny packs are kind of cute too.
They are cute. Patagonia makes really great luggage. It's really durable.
Huh. Did not know that.
That is the backpacks that all my backpacks are basically Patagonia. But that's just, again, I'm super brand loyal to Patagonia. Yeah, okay, I always go there first. I don't love their computer. I've never like loved a computer bag from Patagonia.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
I don't really have a computer travel bag. I'm going to be traveling. I'm going to use the Away like duffel computer bag, which I like, but you're looking for something you can like carry about town, right?
Yeah. No, wait, I have a question for you. Is the one that you're looking for the 25 liter?
Yes. Or 26, I think, but yes.
It's in stock.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's in stock.
Oh my God. Okay. That means it's totally just in stock here. Okay. Oh my God. This is so exciting.
See? It was meant to be.
It was. I spent all weekend like trying to find one of these, and then got into an eBay battle with somebody. And then
I'm like looking at the wrong thing, but it looks like I think this is what you're looking for.
The
I
mini.
I just texted it to you. Well, it's not.
Oh no, this is not it. No, it's not it. This is the pack. Sorry. Yep, I'm specifically looking for the Black Hole Mini MLC bag. So if Yvon Chouinard, founder of Patagonia, is listening to this podcast, as I know he does, please send me one of these bags.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty rude of them not to have it in stock for you, honestly.
Yeah. Kate Spencer, former Patagonia Soho employee, demands this bag. But their backpacks, I think, are great. And like their, their guarantee and their... Like they take used products, they sell their used products. It's just Patagonia is the best. Anyway, Dory, my day-to-day bag is not a backpack. My current day-to-day bag is a Claire V like crossbody bag that I got on the RealReal.
And that's what you put your laptop in?
No, I don't ever leave with my laptop. That's not, no. This is just my day-to-day, like, about town. My wallet, my phone.
Yes.
My sunglasses.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, got
laptop, it. Laptop bag. I use my, like, Goyard tote that I got also on. No, I got that on Poshmark. I'll put a laptop in that. Well, I have an iPad. What kind of backpack do I have a Patagonia backpack that I use. That has a computer sleeve. That's it.
Interesting. Okay. I see that I'm going to have to do some research.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're looking for because you and I had a writing date and I saw the computer backpack that you brought. Mm-hmm. And I assumed you were happy with it. I didn't know that you were kind of having this falling out with your Fjallraven. But
yeah, I'm just, it's, I just don't love it. Now, I'm curious what people think of the Dagny Dover backpacks.
I had a Dagny Dover purse that I bought secondhand and I didn't love it, but I've never tried their backpacks. Now, here's a brand that I am followed by on Instagram that I have come so close.
Humble brag.
Oh, not followed like they follow me. I mean, their targeted ads are following me.
Oh.
No.
I was like, okay.
I'm not bragging about them following me. This is like, I look at their luggage all the time and I am very tempted. And that is Baize, B-E-I-S, of which Pretty Little Liars star Shay Mitchell is like their face of the brand.
Okay, you know what, and Kate? They are doing a pop-up at the Grove right now.
You should go. I watch every one of Shay Mitchell's videos where she goes through every bag, and every time I'm like, I gotta get this bag, and then I just haven't done it.
Interesting.
But they have very cool products that seem very well thought out. Now, what about Away's backpack? Have you tried that? And then I also want to go back to Baboon to the Moon.
Okay. So Matt has a Waze backpack and he really likes it. So that is definitely an option. But I don't know. I do like it. I think there's, I don't know. I don't love the design, but I guess I could be convinced. Let me take a little gander at their backpacks here. Yeah, you know. Okay, and let me just preface this by saying, Away is a sponsor of this podcast, and I love their suitcases. Their backpacks are a little like, I work in Silicon Valley.
Oh, you don't love the outer style.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I want to throw another one out there. Everlane's. Transit backpack, $85. It is their 15-inch backpack for a 15-inch laptop for easy TSA access, catch-all zip pockets for passports and tickets, water bottle
holders.
Wait,
this is the Renew Transit backpack you just said.
That's
that,
what
right?
I'm looking at, Renew Transit. Yes, this is intriguing.
I'm slightly skeptical of this flap on top. But
okay, a flap skeptic. That's fair.
I'm a flap skeptic, but it does seem roomy. And okay, in the video that they have on their website, she has a water bottle in the side pocket, which that I think that is like my biggest pet peeve about the Fjallraven. Mm-hmm. The side pocket fits nothing, and so like it's like a tease. It's taunting me.
I hate a wasted pocket. It's like insulting.
Right?
You're so right. It's insulting. It's like, why did you put this here?
It's like all you had to do was make it just a little bit bigger. Just a tiny bit bigger. What? Like
not that hard.
Not that hard.
Okay. Wait, Dory, this Baize suitcase is like actually what I've been looking for in my life. God damn it, Baize.
Really?
Baize? Yeah, but this is like kind of a travel pack suitcase. This is exactly what I want. The backpack in black. We call this the day tripper.
Oh.
This looks like more something you might want to bring on an overnight. Okay. The backpack.
All right. I'm looking. Wait,
look,
I see.
Get back to Baize.
I see the backpack.
Who are they?
I see the 2-in-1 backpack. I see the rucksack. Are you just talking about their regular backpack?
It appears to be just called the backpack.
The backpack? Yeah, this one is cute. You know
and
what?
It looks like you can pack a ton of stuff in it.
Yeah. This is interesting. This is very, very interesting.
I've been looking for something like this, a backpack that opens like a suitcase. Like it zips. So you aren't having these like half zip situations where you're digging for stuff.
Okay. I thought the same, and the Fjallraven is it opens all the way.
And you don't like this.
I do not like it.
Okay, I'm shook.
I do not like it. Now, look, this might just be a personal preference thing. I might have been so conditioned by mainstream backpack, by big backpack.
Oh, big backpack runs our lives.
That, you know, this new fangled way of opening a backpack just like threw me, but I do not love it. So I think if I get a new backpack, it will not have that opening method. But look, Kate, this has been very helpful. You've given me a lot of options, a lot of food for thought.
Well, I did just want to circle back and mention Baboon to the Moon, which Carolyn loves. But I haven't ever tried their products.
To the Moon. Oh, this is very cute. This is very Caroline.
It's very Caroline. Caroline's cute. Like, she has good style.
Exactly. It's like fun and
so
colorful.
I'm gonna go to the Bays pop up, Dory.
Okay, we could make it. We could do a field trip.
Now
a
I want this
bag. Field trip.
Well, a pod field trip just to get bags.
Yeah, it's for the pod.
It's for the pod. Well, listen. People might have great recommendations that we are just not aware of.
Yes, I hope that they do. Also, it has to be good quality. Like, it can't fall apart on me. I'm willing to pay a little bit more. Like, I think I would pay up to $150.
Okay. All right. All you
more
luxurious
than that,
backpacks out there.
Yeah, more than that, I'm kind of like, eh. Then we get it. Then I feel like we're getting into, like, fashion backpacks. And, like, I don't need that. I want, like, the wide straps. I want this. That's the other thing. Like, I'm getting older. I don't want to put my laptop in a tote bag. That's how I end up. That's kind of how I'm going to end up with sloped shoulders.
I know.
Get me a backpack.
I understand this journey. I mean, you know, Tumi has lovely backpacks, but they're so expensive.
Yes.
But maybe you just have to invest in one.
Oh, or maybe secondhand.
Oh, well, secondhand is how I buy all my bags. As I mentioned, my current purse is used. I mean, I think all my bags at this point are all secondhand. Secondhand bag is the way to go.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right. Well, Kate, like I said, this has been super helpful. Now,
okay, well,
shall
we really
take
went
a break
for it in this conversation?
We did.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like, fashion, I feel like, is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not
either.
It's
possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right, Dory. Well, we are back with just a gentle email to kind of get us in the mood for today.
Okay. All right. Let me get
I'm going to slow down my voice.
Okay.
Hi, Kat and Dora. I just wanted to share what I'm doing right now. It's 9:45 p.m. in Sydney, Australia. It's a little chilly tonight. Just showered and got into bed. Rubbed my new vitamin E cream into my hands in a vain attempt to make them look younger. Listening to you gals on the pod, reading Kate's book, and my cat Mittens just came and sat on my lap. That's all. Good night. Wrinkled hands never, 35 forever.
Aw, Mittens.
A little Australian cat named Mittens.
I mean, what could be better?
I mean, as we've discussed, it is currently wintertime for our friends down under.
Indeed. I see what you did there, Kate.
Did you hear my... Yeah, a really great Australian accent comes through.
That was really good.
It was. Well, you know, my children on YouTube, they watch two Australian families all day long, and they watch it on our TV. So all day long, I'm hearing Australian children, the Norris Nuts. The Norris Nuts and the Empire family. If anybody out there knows who these people are, you know what I'm talking about. They're just like parents with lovely kids, and they just do like challenges together.
Together. All right. Well, thank you, Australian listener.
Okay. Here's an email we received. Hi, Kate and Dory. Wondering if you or your listeners
Have advice for a consistently red nose. In a recent Zoom work meeting, someone asked me if I was okay. And when I said yes, they commented that I looked like I had been crying. I looked at my small little square and my nose was very red. I forget if this person commented directly on the color of my nose, but I have since focused on it during all my Zoom calls and it is indeed red. It's not just the screen either, it's red in mirrors too. I talked to some other friends who have told me they have the same issue, particularly during after lunch Zoom calls. Help! I have a simple skincare regimen, though I stopped using vitamin C and my 3-brand balancing foam cleanser as I thought these could be contributing to the red skin. Well, I have some very unsolicited medical advice.
Oh, go on.
Like, take this with 1,000 grains of salt.
Okay, okay.
I have a bachelor's degree and I majored in women and gender studies. So I don't have a medical degree.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible you're having a slight allergy to whatever it is you're having for lunch?
Whoa.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not like your, I don't think that your skin is suddenly just turning red after lunch because it's like, it's certain time of day. That to me
that
is just a thing
so
that popped out.
Interesting, Kate. Way to be a medical detective.
Yeah, I'm really, you know what? I'm really using all my brain power here because it said friends have the same issue, particularly during after lunch Zoom calls. Again, this I am not, this is not medical advice. This is just a woman in her bedroom talking.
No, but I really like how you thought outside the box. You really heard hooves and you thought maybe that's a zebra.
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
Wait, you've never heard this? There's like a saying in medicine that like when you hear it's something like when you hear hooves, like you usually think horses, but sometimes it's a zebra or something like that. Like it's basically like it's almost always this like normal thing, but like sometimes it's not, and like you need to think about the other thing. So I'm just saying I'm butchering this saying, and I'm sure a doctor can write in and gently correct me, but but I think that's what happened here, and I really like it because I was rosacea. I don't know.
Well, but that's what it could be. But also, that is exactly what it could be, and I could be just like jumping to a conclusion that is not there. But yes, I mean, certainly rosacea could be another thing. Correct.
I mean, also not a doctor, but yeah.
This to me is like, take it to the derm.
I know. That's how I feel too. Take it to the derm.
And if you're like self-conscious of it, you know, just throw some concealer on the tip of your nose and blend it in with a blender and call it a day until you figure out what it is.
Yeah, I think that's good advice.
And I do think that this, the person who commented should listen to our episode about talking about commenting on people's bodies, because this is another thing where it's like they're checking in with you, but it becomes a comment on your body. So food for thought to that person who did that to you. All right, Jerry, why don't you read this next email?
Okay. Hi, Kat and Dor. Reaching out to ask your sage advice about low maintenance hair care. Ever since I had my third child, pandemic baby, I've basically just stopped blow drying my hair. This is fine. It's not important enough to me on a day-to-day basis to prioritize. Anywho, I have fairly thick brunette hair. It's mainly straight. However, the front slash sides has always been straighter than the back, which is semi-wavy, and it does get rather poofy when it air dries and when it's humid. I live in Maryland, so a lot. I don't love the way it looks when it just air dries. In my former life, I would blow dry it and straighten. Now I mainly just put it up. Is there any type of product slash balm that might help it dry better, or any other tips or tricks that I'm missing? And shout out to Dory for inspiring me to move my body more consistently. It feels great. Oh, so happy to hear that.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to me. I love when people shout me out.
So I would recommend, okay, so two things. I have straight hair that has gotten a bit of a wave in the last few years, just as I think, you know, your hair changes. And my recommendation would be to use a curl cream and keep it in the shower and scrunch your hair. And so that's what I do when I air dry. And I don't have curly hair, but it's, I think it's just the product that kind of helps hold the wave a little bit. So that would be my recommendation, is don't brush your hair. Keep it really damp in the shower. Take a squirt of curl cream and scrunch it in, and then towel dry and see what happens. And that might give you a little bit of body.
May I also make a recommendation?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a product called the Bumble and Bumble Don't Blow It Fine Hair Air Dry Styler. I think I've talked about this product before. I really love it. It's a cream. You put it in your damp hair, you kind of scrunch, and your hair air dries like much nicer than it would on its own. Now, you say you have thick hair. Well, lo and behold, they have another product called the Bumble and Bumble Don't Blow It Thick Hair Styler.
Ooh, this sounds great.
So I would do that. They also have a surf styling leave-in, and I've always liked their surf spray. So the surf styling leave-in might be another option for you. But full disclosure, I have not used it. It does say that it moisturizes, detangles, and fights frizz while creating soft, beachy waves without the grit. So
I'm obsessed with this stuff, Dory. It is the Oribe Après Beach Wave and Shine Spray, and I use this on wet hair. You can use it on dry hair. It's essentially, I think, like a bit of a sea salt spray.
I think they have this. Can I see the bottle? Yeah, I have this.
Do you have this? Mm-hmm. I love this. I especially love the way it smells. But it says, just spray on wet or dry hair, tousle to taste, and let dry in the Saint-Tropez air. Follow with lipstick and heels. Well, I tell you what, I don't do this in Saint-Tropez and I don't follow it with lipstick and heels, but I do really like this on wet hair. Because I've kind of given up drying my hair.
Maybe you should go to Saint-Tropez.
I have never been to Saint-Tropez, but I am not opposed. All right. Well, listener, great question. I bet we'll get some prod recs for you. I would love to hear what other people are using for that kind of styling situation. Dory, I love your Bumble and Bubble racks. I might go buy those.
I'm a big fan. So
I used to get my hair cut at Bumble and Bumble in New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Memories.
Mems. All right. All right. Let's take a little break and we'll be back with a couple more things from listeners.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, remember the listener who wrote to us about having like affluent friends who are making them kind of feel less than?
Like shit?
Just the presence of the affluent friends who were, they were a bit ignorant. And also it was just that feeling of like they have more.
Yes.
And that can make us all feel bad. So we got a couple responses. Here's a text. In response to the listener that was in a more affluent community and having trouble finding friends, I find that when you find friends, that it has nothing to do with their social economic status. You just have to find your people. Probably what is happening here is that you're falling into the trap where the women get together and all they talk about is superficial stuff, which means they're going to talk about all the shit they've accumulated or all the things that they have done. But you're not really getting to the bottom of who they are and their values. I have friends who come from all walks of life. What somebody has nothing to do with who they are. Kat and Dor are so right. Most of the time, it's just generational wealth that gave them a leg up in life. So I just wish their listener would know their value and keep looking. Your people are out there. Don't waste time on people who don't really want to know you, the person. You will be stuck on a loop of keeping up with them, which might make you miserable and even get you into debt. Nobody wants to be made miserable.
No.
By their friends.
No. And I mean, it's a real keeping up with the Joneses situation that this listener points out. You know, you could get into a situation where you're constantly trying to like have everything that these people have. And then you're like, oh, fuck, I don't actually have this money.
Yeah. And that is, I mean, you know, that is so much of, I just think, our innate culture, because kind of consumerist capitalist culture that we're in, right? You know, and I also can just speak from my own personal experience as someone who often tries to seek out self-care in buying things, that spending money does not actually...
I thought you were going to say someone who often seeks out affluent friends.
I mean, no. I do not. No, I find that I often try to make myself feel better by buying things.
Yeah.
Like that's going to solve it. And
right.
There's no spirituality to be found there. So ultimately, like, it's not going to, you know, it's nice to have things, I'm not going to lie, but it's not going to bring you joy or fulfillment to try to, you know, keep up with the materialism of your peers.
Amen. All right. Well, Kate, let's hear a voicemail on this same topic.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Ellen from St. Louis, and I just finished listening to you guys discuss the person who wrote in with the issue about comparing herself to her wealthy and affluent new friends and neighbors. And it just prompted me, I felt prompted to call. I would just encourage this person to come up with some replies that don't necessarily maybe put her in an uncomfortable situation where it's on her to educate these people or to change their minds, but maybe just raises their awareness while keeping her comfortable as you can be when you, you know, criticize someone, even very subtly. A lot of times I have had friends who are more fluent than me. I was raised very poor and very low class, and not, you know what I mean. And I had lots of friends with both parents at home and lots of money and fun snacks. My mom would always say to me, well, I'm glad that works for their family. We're doing what works for our family. And that's what I've taught my kids to say when, like, well, she's got a phone at 8. And I'm like, well, I'm glad that works for their family. It's not working for ours. But if someone says, oh, it's so much better to have a nanny or, you know, a family help, well, I'm glad that works for you. This is what's working best for us. Because then maybe that person takes the invitation to have a conversation about it. Or maybe they're like, oh, and they don't. But then they're on notice that they can just shut the fuck up about being so obnoxious. Hope it's okay that I cursed. The other thing that I would say is to encourage this listener to look for other places for friends, because it's hard, especially if you're in a new community. Where do you find them? Maybe get to know the other moms in after school care or people that you might see out and about. I don't know. You got to be a little brave there, but you can transition away from these people who are, as Kate said, good enough, but not good. Boy, that stuck with me. So you guys are awesome. And to this listener, I say good luck. Comparison is the thief of joy. And don't let these people take anything away from you. You are awesome exactly as you are. Peace out.
Kate, did I ever tell you about my mom reading your book? And you have a line in, you have that line in your book, comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes.
Have we talked about this? We have talked about this.
Your mom, did that stand out to her?
She had never heard it before. And she,
so
like,
it's like her version of the zebra hooves.
Yeah. And she was like very taken with it and like wrote it down. And yeah. And I was like, well, you know, Kate didn't make that. But yes, it is. Yes. And I was like, but yes, it is a very good like saying. But yeah, it really hit her. Anyway, I loved what this listener said.
Oh, well, I'm going to take this phrase.
I'm going to use this. Yes, it's so this good.
I thought this was such a great response.
Oh, it's so good. I'm going to use this. Thank you, listener.
You're a genius.
A genius. All right. Well, Kate, it's been a pleasure.
Truly, it has. Thank you all. I mean, who knew we could talk about bags for so long?
I mean, look.
Love a bag.
Give us a topic and we'll run with it.
We'll take it there.
Yep. All right. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you all again soon. Bye.